the Lord speaking. I hear Him speaking out of that crescendo of praise. He said, I love you too much to leave you like you are, saith the Spirit of grace. And I am speaking to mine. I am not speaking to the world or to the unwashed. I love you too much to leave you like you are. For the greatest place that you will find in me is the expectation of change. For I change not, but I am God. But it is necessary for you to always be changing. And yes, there will be times where you will come to great gardens, great plateaus, where I set you down and I nourish you. And you will feel like in these times, so complete, and you are in me. But know this, that there is always change in front of you. I change not. The foundation that I've taught you changes not, for that foundation is in me. But your flesh so easily finds a place of holding to the same old, even the way that you seek me many times in your personal times. Allow me to come. Allow me to rearrange. Allow me to change, for I am always changing you. As a river that makes its way to the sea, it is a continual running force. I am not dead. I am not a dead sea. I'm a living river, saith the Spirit of God. I am ever causing you to come under the place of change, a place of expectancy. Flow with me. Get stronger. Enlarge your tents. Allow me to bring forth change inside of you. And you will find that in the expansion of this grace, changing of your mind, how I change you, and the way that you think, and the way that you even believe about me, will bring forth greater liberty in your life, saith the Spirit of grace. The Lord said, I birthed this church. I birthed it through the intercession of strong believers, praying the prayers of intercession. Man did not birth it, but I birthed it of my Spirit. I come to this one and I come to that one. Many of the faces that are not in here brought forth the birthing. And I birthed it and founded it upon my word. You know that you've not come to perfection, yet perfection lies in me. And I grow up my church as I grow up my church worldwide. But this is the message. Listen to me as part of my body. Where are we, saith the church? As antiphonal to him, the question, where are we? Where are we, Father? Are we the finger, the toe, the arm, the leg, the head? For it's not given to you now to know the great part that you'll play in the end time harvest as to what full position. I can tell you this, it is far greater than you can imagine. But listen. Listen to the thread that I bring to all people who hear my voice. What I birth, I continue to speak. Prayer must bring in the harvest. As you have heard, continual, almost to the point that many of you wanted to vomit the word up. As you've heard continual words of prayer, know this, that as your Father and as the Holy Spirit speaks, I am continuing to say, pray without ceasing, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Give yourself over to extended times of praying and seeking me. I have not walked away from that which I asked you to do from the very beginning. To raise up a house of prayer where people would give themselves over relentlessly and spend their life privately and publicly giving themselves over to the intercession that births revival. Know this. You will be part of the end time harvest. But I say to you, if you could lose out on that harvest, it would be because you lost your first love. And as losing your first love, you would no longer hear to me and adhere to me and what I ask you to do. It must be birth in the Spirit. Man has tried his efforts. Man has tried effortlessly to seeker friendly bring in a lost crowd that would not adhere to my sayings. But I call for a bride that is whitewashed. I call for a virgin that is chaste. One that will cleanse themselves. This can only be done by prayers of intercession. Male or female, I am calling all. I am calling you. For many have said, that is not my call. I say to you, as mine, you are all my bride. And I say to every one of you that are born of my Spirit and filled with my Spirit, if you can hear my voice today, I am echoing inside of your spirit the same thing I am echoing across this nation and around the world. I'm asking you to pray like never before. Lay down your burdens. Lay down your excuses. Lay down your sins that so easily beset you. And choose to give yourself over to me. Okay? Here comes the antiphonal. But Father, how can I? You understand the challenge. Do you not see? How can this happen? How can more of me be given? There is nothing left of me. I say to you, it is not by might. I answer you, it is not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Did David stand in front of the giant in himself? Did he speak words of valor when he said, is there not a cause? Were those words of his own self, or did I not place my Spirit upon him that day when he ran to meet the challenge? It was my Holy Ghost that was upon him. Know this, it is not by might nor by power, but it is by my Spirit. Choose to step out of the boat. As Peter put one foot upon the water, and things, the supernatural, gave way, or rather put into effect the very molecular structure of the earth, so that that which was not solid became solid to him upon my word come unto me. I say unto you that your choice of obedience to set yourself aside. See what I can do. See if I will not give you strength in the midst of your life. Test me. For you've said not to tempt you, Lord. I said, test me. Test me, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Know that I will prove myself to you. I will prove if you will give more of yourself, you will find more grace. Your plate may be still as full as ever. Your demands may be as full as ever, but you will find supernatural grace to complete. My call was to this church, pray without ceasing. I raised it up as a house of prayer. I have not walked away from that mandate saith the Spirit of grace. I, as your Lord and Savior, stand as the head of the church, and I say to you, if you can hear what the Spirit has to say, do not lose your first love. You will lose your first love, individuals. Things of this earth will weigh you down. And though you will love me intensely, you will not love me with the love that you loved me first with the red hot intensity, if you do not allow me to continue to supply and meet that place inside of you. Again, what are your brothers hearing around this nation? What are your brothers hearing in other countries? I am asking them to pray for my coming. I am asking them to get ready the house. I am asking them to pray without ceasing. I'm asking more, not less. The heart of rebellion will fight against this. The heart of the rebellion will say, that is the words of a man. He's been contemplating prayer, and he had this intended before he came in here. But I say unto you, hear what the Spirit has to say. If there is not a witness in this, neither has there been a witness in anything that has ever been said in this house, saith the Spirit of grace. Bring forth meat unto me, meat of repentance. Lay down your heavy burdens. Lay down your opinions. Why strive against me? For I'll conquer you. I'll conquer you in my love, if you'll yield to me, saith the Spirit of grace. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Many words have been spoken. Words with laughter behind them to justify ill-fated words, unmeditated words. These are the days to let my cleansing come over you. Bring forth personal repentance of ill-fated words, words that have been spoken. I speak concerning words of your brothers and your sisters and of the mission that is set before you. Let my love wash you. Let my love cleanse you. For I brought forth a threefold cord in here. It is my desire that you speak the same things, not as robots, but the same thing that you hear me speaking around the world. Let us seek the Lord without ceasing. Let us hunger after our God like never before. Let us lay down every weight and every sin that so easily besets us. Let us offer no excuse before our God of why we cannot seek Him. Let us offer no excuse of why we cannot go into Him. For this is your greatest strength, saith he. It is in my love. Rule your home. Even if your voice is raised, let it be through the power of my love. Know that the anger of man does not, as I said in my word, work the righteousness of God. It will not work the righteousness of God in your children, nor in your children's children. I have given wisdom concerning discipline, but I have given my whole word, and my whole word teaches that everything is administered in love. Love your children and do not provoke them to wrath. Train them up in the ways of the Lord. When they are old, they will not depart, saith the Spirit of grace. Let life be ministered unto you. As I spoke to Jeremiah, in a wicked and a perverse generation, when unholy prophets prophesied that the glory days would return to the nation of Israel, and that the king that came and took mine away would return them, There was a lie on the lips of the prophets. But I had one prophet that would speak, and I raised him up. And as Jeremiah said, these things will not come to pass. But even as the children of Israel went into slavery or went into that place, into Babylon, there was words of comfort that followed them. For I, the Lord, said, wherever city that you go into, pray for the peace of that city, and that peace will come upon that city. I sent my prosperity with them, even though they were living in a foreign land. And I say to you, I repudiate the argument in your hearts and your minds that living in the day and hour that you live in, that you cannot be prosperous. I speak unto you and say, I am. And if I am, then I am all things at all times. And no generation holds or takes away the I am from who I am. I am your prosperity at all times, saith the Spirit of grace. No nation, no man in authority, no Congress in authority, no place. I am. And if I am, then I hold all strength. I will bless you in the hours of temptation. Even in times of tribulation, I will bless you and pour out, for I desire children to be raised up in the earth and my word to be preached. But know this, your inheritance is not based upon what you do, but as I have taught you in my word in sound doctrine, line upon line, I gravitate to those and will give to those innovative ways to be strengthened with prosperity, whose hearts are with me and whose hearts desire to allow their portion to be poured out on them and through them, saith the Spirit of grace. Again, let it be clear to you, there is an inheritance of grace because of children. But there is a place of stewardship. Even as you steward your own personal prayer life, and you know that intimacy comes through spending time, in the same way, divine prosperity will come to many who will gravitate to the place who says in their heart, Lord, I want more so that it flows to me and through me to the house of prayer. I will sanctify myself with that person, and I will prove their hearts, and I will give them places of prosperity that they could not imagine, saith the Spirit of grace.